I personally feel like we have to make sure we do very good, solid outreach with the industry to make sure that our instruments that we're putting out for cloud services are in line with the way they think we should be offering them. So that was a real purpose behind the whole dialogue with industry. So we did talk a little bit about the reasons for canceling the prior infrastructure as a service RFQ. I didn't shed any new light. I just wanted to emphasize with them that we felt like the market had changed quite a bit since the initial offering, which had started up almost 12 months ago. Vendor engagement, vendor market offerings, vendor understanding of cloud has certainly matured quite a bit in the last 12 months. And the same thing has occurred on the agency side. I think agencies are getting more knowledgeable, more comfortable, and more differentiating in their approach to cloud solutions. So that is a big piece of it. We also saw an opportunity to improve the RFQ based upon the experience of just running it. This was our first cloud RFQ put out, and we learned some valuable lessons. It allows us to go back and make sure we do this right and do it well when we do it. Another big development affecting this, I think, is the fact that we will be using a centralized CNA process for FSMA compliance. It will be put through a new process that's soon to be announced by Vivek Kundra called FedRAMP. So we'll have a centralized CNA process being used for all of the award winners under this infrastructure as a service award. And that'll, I think, also be an incentive for cloud providers to pay attention to this offering. And the last thing to point out is that when the infrastructure as a service offering was put out previously, it was done in very close approximation to the software as a service announcement and the whole launching of the apps.gov website. And we knew this after the launch, but it's, again, a valuable lesson learned. There was great confusion in the industry about which announcement covered what. There was confusion as to what they needed to reply to get on schedule for the infrastructure, what they needed to do to get on schedule and get up on apps.gov storefront for software. We don't have that problem. The website is up. People understand the processes. And so I think we've eliminated what was then a very confusing period for just announcing the storefront and announcing an infrastructure BPA all very, very much at the same time. So we had a great conversation with industry about those kinds of issues.
Okay, you offered a lot to follow up on. So let me start with the infrastructure as a service. You kind of went through the reasons why you decided to cancel and restart again. How is it going to be different this time than last?
Yeah, there are several things that will be different. First of all, we're raising the security level to the moderate level. I think that's where the public sector in general is headed, is for greater security in these cloud provisioning agreements. So we've raised this up to the moderate level. I think that's a significant improvement and difference from the prior RFQ. We also are making it much easier and clearer to map the industry offerings to the contract line items in this BPA instrument that we're using. There was some confusion about whether specific services and prices for some of the industry offerings, how they map to the CLINs or the contract line items in this BPA. And we've gone back and actually cleaned that up and had conversations with the industry on how that mapping process can work very effectively. So I think that will also create a much better instrument than what we had before. And then I think the third big difference, as I mentioned, was that things that are awarded off of this IAS BPA, will be candidates that will go into the FedRAMP centralized CNA approval process. So I think that will make a difference as well, in that you're knowing that your product or service will actually go through one CNA and then be usable across the entire government.
Now, remind me, the previous RFQ was supposed to be on the GSA schedule or not. Now, I understand this one is going to go through the GSA schedule. Was the previous one as well?
Yeah, they were both on Schedule 70.
Okay.
That schedule is used by almost 90% of the companies. Most are quite familiar with it. We saw it as the most expedient, efficient way to actually get the BPA in place and to set up a process that fast runs pretty efficiently.
And the other thing was the previous one was just at the lowest level of security, and now this goes to medium. Obviously, when we talk about lowest level, we talk about stuff like public affairs websites. We talk about stuff that you don't need a lot of security around. You don't want it to leave it open. Now, when you go to moderate, what are you guys looking at? How do you define? I know how NIST defines moderate, but how are you guys defining moderate in terms of what types of websites you could foresee agencies using this for? Or not just websites, but applications, systems, et cetera.
Yeah, and we'll be using the NIST guidance to be approved at the moderate level. We were using the NIST guidance to run the FedRAMP process. So it'll be very much tightly aligned with NIST guidance and with FISMA expectations as they are revised by OMB. I think it raises the usage or the potential for solutions to go outside of just public facing and go into some of the applications used within the agencies. It just opens up the potential for use, I think, greater than the low level does. And a lot of low level accreditations are being raised through a self-decision by agencies. They feel more comfortable with a moderate-level FISMA accreditation and certification. So I think that's just a trend that we're seeing as an additional risk reducer. So combination of those two factors, I think it opens up more opportunities for cloud solutions. Now, remember, Jason, this is an infrastructure-as-a-service offering. It is focused on three things. It is focused on storage, virtualization, and web hosting. It is not covering the full gamut of cloud services. This is a commodity-based infrastructure as a service offering from GSA, and that is one of the areas where we know agencies have a tremendous interest in trying to achieve cost savings for their large infrastructure investments.
One of the things around moderate use, was that something you guys heard from agencies? Because my understanding, to a certain extent, was they were not... That the low level with the first infrastructure as a service was not all that exciting for them, and by going to moderate, the idea here is, look, we're taking security to the next level, and that could be a little more exciting. That's not the word I'm looking for. Appealing, I guess, is the better word. A little more appealing to more agencies.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as I said, we're trying to listen to industry and listen to the agencies in terms of what their needs and expectations and priorities are for in the cloud area. And we've heard lots of agencies say they have much more comfort levels at the moderate level. So by raising this up to the moderate level, I think, A, we open up more confidence in the services being provided. Better case can be made internally to the non-technology executives that security is a priority in the offering. And a strengthened security posture is there under the moderate level, and it just opens up more potential applications and systems to actually make use of this infrastructure service.
Now, what are you hearing from agencies? Because I talk to CIOs all the time everyone's interested in cloud. Nobody really is jumping full bore into cloud. And what about vendors? What are you hearing from vendors? Because vendors got really excited about this. Then all of a sudden they felt like things changed and nobody's really that interested. Agencies aren't ready to spend money yet. And even places like DISA and the National Business Center, who already have cloud offerings up, they're not getting a ton of customers either. I mean, I think I remember hearing from DISA that their race environment, which is behind their firewall, which is a private cloud, and it's DISA, it's the most secure you're going to get. Agencies, DOD agencies are not jumping on that bandwagon. I mean, is there any concern from your end that it's still too early?
I don't think so. In fact, just the opposite. I think the maturity level is at a higher posture than it was before. I experienced maybe just a little bit of the opposite. I have a lot of agencies knocking on my door asking, when is GSA going to have this in place, because they're very interested in buying or procuring cloud infrastructure services. Again, we're talking about cloud infrastructure services. I need to virtualize. I need some hosting. I need some storage. I need to acquire it on as-needed basis. So I know personally we are being approached with interest from agencies, and I know the vendor community in my conversations also. I feel a very different pulse from industry, that they're much more ready to and prepared to go with this now than they were 12 months ago.
Which actually is a great segue for my next question, because there's a big rumor going around that, in fact, GSA got no bids on the infrastructure as a service contract the last time around, and that was a major reason why you guys canceled it. Now, as I've said to you, I've heard that from multiple people inside and outside of government. You obviously are going to can you respond to that rumor, if you will?
Well, there's no basis for the rumor. I can absolutely tell you that that is false. I'm not in a position to tell you how many companies bid on it as a practice. We just don't release that information. I can tell you there were multiple bidders on the original RFQ. So nothing could be further from the truth than that there were no bidders on that original RFQ.
I think that helps, because I think, you know, rumors like that get out and people start going, well, you know, what's the problem? Why aren't things going well? Maybe there's not a lot of interest. Let me ask you on this one, do you expect... Obviously, it's hard to say how many people are going to bid, but based on the reaction you saw at the event the other day, do you feel like your guys, as you said, the maturity level of industry is more? Do you feel like GSA is going to get dozens of bidders? You're going to get, I mean, do you have any sense of how much interest in terms of bidders you'll eventually get from this?
I don't have a specific target or number in mind. I was asked the question by industry itself, and I said, we want to get as many bids as we possibly can. So the more we get, the better. I think the fact that we've cleared up the guidelines for industry in filling out their proposals and submissions through Schedule 70 is going to make a huge difference this time. I think we've done a very, very robust outreach to both agencies who are customers on these schedules, as well as the vendor community, that we're at a different place. We're at a different place from understanding. We're a different place in terms of maturity. So I anticipate that we will have a healthy influx of bidders on the RFQ.
Jason, I think that's all the 10 that we have.
Well, I was going to ask for one more around software as a service, because that was one of my original questions. We never were able to get to that. So can we just one more about status of software as a service and a time frame? When are we going to see anything around that in the near 6 or 9 months?
Yeah, we let the software as a service RFI expire, and we're developing new process and procedures that will allow the SaaS vendors to submit some additional information that better describes their service offerings. Goes back to my point on lessons learned from the launch of the apps.gov storefront. This is a new concept, and we certainly are learning from it. One of the confusions in the software as a service is mapping of those services to specific cloud categories, and we want the schedule vendors to be able to submit something that's accurate, and we have an opportunity to make sure it maps to our categories in the best way possible. So that's what's happened. We've let the original RFI expire. A new RFI is being put together with new instructions, new outreach to industry. It'll probably be issued next week, and we anticipate that will, again, help us to make the software as a service component of apps.gov improved over the original version.